Right, and we are recording. So, Emma, thanks for being on the podcast. There's a bit more to Tropic than Avon Meet the Body Shop, isn't there? Can you start by telling us a little bit about the company, what it does, and how it got started?
Yeah, so Tropic began in 2004, where Susie sold Body Smooth at the Greenwich Market. So they moved over from Australia, her and her mum, and they were wanting to make enough money basically to pay the rent, is how it started. So she started selling the Body Smooth, which is something her grandma used to make for her when she was younger and over in Australia. And she took this to Greenwich Market and sold out on the first day. She took 50 of them with her and completely sold out. And then from there, she was just doing the Greenwich Market for a bit. And in 2011, she appeared on The Apprentice, where she finished third, but after sending some of her products to Lord Sugar's wife, who was very impressed with them, he then invested in her business because he saw great potential. And that's where the main Tropic got launched, basically.
Yeah, I think I read as well, actually, basically, that Tropic Skincare is still the only business run by an apprentice runner-up who have actually gone on to secure investment from Lord Sugar as well. So that's quite the endorsement, really, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Fabulous. Okay, so what is it definitely that makes Tropic different from other skincare brands out there?
So Tropic's a lot about doing good. So they've got some important
values, where it's all natural, freshly made, healthier, and they're all for like a greener world. So everything's vegan and cruelty free, recyclable. There's all refills on the products available to help with maintaining their carbon neutral status. They're also very much about empowering people. So 10% of the profits they make go to charities and good causes, such as United World Schools, where they've helped to build schools in Cambodia and Madagascar and funded over 6 million school days up to now.
Brilliant. Yeah. So how long have you been involved with Tropic and how did that come about?
So I joined last June, so relatively recently, and basically, there was a lady who I took my daughter to when she was a baby and we did baby massage, and she's also a Tropic ambassador. And she put a post on Facebook about the sun cream, and my daughter used to always have reactions to sun creams. And I saw this one and I thought, oh, I'll try it. And you know how you never really expect much. You just think, oh, I'll try it, see what happens. And she's never had a reaction to it. It's a different kind of sun cream. Like normally when you put sun cream on, it feels a bit thick and not very nice. This one, it feels just like putting a moisturizer on. It's so soft on your skin and your skin feels amazing after it. It smells really, really nice as well. You know, you normally have that sun cream smell that's a bit, I don't know, I don't like it personally, but this just smells really nice. You can't tell it's a sun cream at all. It's great.
Sun creams did you try before you kind of fell into Tropic, as it were? I take it was quite a few.
Every single one you could buy from shops is what I tried. Yeah, I tried everything. Well, there's nothing worse than putting something on your child and seeing them with this reaction and being like, oh, my skin's so...
But it's great, really, isn't it, as well? Because everything's organic, so the products are totally suitable for people with skin conditions like eczema and psoriasis. Is that that's right?
Yeah, so we have a wide variety of skincare for all different skin conditions. And for those who have the more sensitive skin, we have what's known as an unscented range. So normally, any skin reactions come from the essential oils. So we have this unscented range. It's basically like the normal product just without the essential oils in, so it doesn't have the scent. So it works really well and it doesn't give the reactions for most people. And everything with Tropic comes with a 30-day happiness guarantee. If anybody ever tried it and had a reaction, you could just send it back and get your money back.
That's really good, isn't it? You don't get much of that these days, unfortunately. Yeah. But no, so as you say, it's always worth a go then, isn't it, I suppose? Especially if people have been in...
Definitely.
If they've been in your shoes and your daughter's shoes where, you know, you're desperate and you're trying everything and everything under the sun to help her out. That's brilliant. But you're a scientist by trade, yeah. aren't you? So you'll know all about testing that's involved to make sure everything's safe and why there's different products for different skin types.
So obviously everybody has different skin.
So like mine was dry and then I've used the hydration range and now mine looks so much better. There's a whole range for them who've got like oily or blemish prone skin that helps calm down the blemishes and reduce the amount of oil your skin produces so you don't get as many blemishes. There's also a range for like older looking skin. So we've just released in the last year the Youth Potion, which is the world's first natural retinol, which works 11 times faster than retinol, which obviously has received a lot of press about how amazing it works for anti-aging and with it being natural. Those who've had reactions to retinol in the past have been able to use this, and we've not really had many reports of anybody having reactions. And there is like certain ways of using this one to make sure you don't get the reaction. So there is ways of going about that, and that's what you can talk to us ambassadors about so that the skincare can be right for your skin.
Yeah, and you said about your daughter using Tropic as well, so it's suitable for children?
Oh, yeah, too. There is some. You've got to be careful. Never use any of the anti-aging products. And for young children, don't use anything for like oily, blemish-prone skin because it's too harsh for the skin. So it's mainly the hydration range and some of the Nourish range you can use. Like she flicks through my catalogue being like, Mummy, can I have this? Mummy, can I have that? And I have to go through with her what she can and can't have. And she's counting down the days to being able to use the anti-aging products. Don't think she quite understands it properly. Yeah.
Well, there we got a future Tropic ambassador on your hands there then.
She's already asked me
to do that when she's older.
So Tropic isn't available on the high street, is it? You're not going to walk in and find it on the shelves in somewhere like Superdrug or Boots, for example?
Susie kept it
as an ambassador-based model so that basically people in like a situation like hers where they wanted to make some money to better their life would be able to do it that way. So if you've got a goal of like buying a house or a car or a holiday, it will help people like that as well. There's also for skincare that goes into shops, they need to be able to last for 10 years, which means they need to have all the preservatives in, which are not that healthy for your skin really. So that's another reason why we keep them out of the shop and full of preservatives in. It's all natural, all freshly made, and it's made here in the UK as well.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I imagine a lot of people will be quite shocked by that. I mean, I certainly didn't know that all these products on the high street had to have a 10-year shelf life. That's quite scary, really, isn't it?
I only learned that when I joined as well.
I didn't know. But there is a lot more going on like in the media now, and you'll see like posts on Facebook about like natural products and how much better they are for your skin. And there have been quite a lot of the harmful petrochemicals that have been like took out of all the skincare products because there's so much research going into how bad they are for your skin. Over the next however many years, there'll probably be more and more of them being banned from skincare, whereas Tropic never had them in the first place, never will use them, so you know that you're off to a good start with this skincare.
The business model then, so I think having a dedicated ambassador is going to be really useful, isn't it? Because you'll know these products inside out. You know, I mean, we've been talking now for about 9-10 minutes and I can tell that you know these products inside out. And you can help guide people to the ones that are most likely to work for them, you know, based on their skin and what they want to achieve. So I take it you can do that remotely as well, can you, through photos or video calls? You don't have to physically sit in front of someone to be able to do that.
Exactly. So we have two ways of doing that.
So if there's people who live close by, we can do what we call a borrow bag. So I'll basically lend my skincare products to that order. So that works quite well. It just shows how good they are. I've also got some of my customers live like a lot further away, so I've never met them. So just through like messaging or like speaking on the phone, if they wanted to call me, we can discuss what their skin goals are. They can send me pictures of their skin and I can advise them from there. And obviously, they've always got the 30-day happiness guarantee. I mean, Nobody sent anything back that I know of yet. HQ always tell us they don't get very much back anyway. So, but there is always that there. So nobody ever has to worry about them buying something if it isn't going to work.
Excellent. And you do special pamper parties too, don't you? So people can sample the products with friends in the comfort of their own home without any obligation to buy anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And the host for them gets 15% of the total sales that night to spend on their own products, so they could get stuff for free doing it that way, which is really good for the person hosting.
Yeah, nice little incentive for people, that, isn't it? Fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll share the links to your online shop and your Facebook group. So if anybody wants to ask any questions or have a look at the available products, they'll be able to do that. But Emma, it's been wonderful having you on Chorley Chatter. Thank you for giving up your time to talk to us. One last thing before we let you go. Is there a local business or group you'd like to recommend or give a shout out to?
I can't think of one.
That's fine. Don't worry.
I can't think
of
one.
We can cut it out before we get to that point. That's great. Is there anything else that you want to mention? Anything you want to go back to at any point? Or where you did everything?
We did all right back that last one.
No, that's fine.
We did all right back that last one.
We can always cut that bit out at the end, so that's absolutely fine. Yeah. Right then, I'll see what I can do about getting this downloaded and edited. I'll give it a listen through and make sure everything's okay. And then I'll send it through to you. So if you want to have a listen and just make sure you're happy with everything. And then we'll look to get it included as soon as.
Thank you.
No problem
at all. Thanks a lot, Emma. Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks.